Drive. That's 27 Rec with a W.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John, what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
A DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Isaias gets a downgrade to a tropical storm after moving onshore as a hurricane late yesterday.
In Ocean Isle, North Carolina, where the eye of the storm made landfall, is a number of house fires. Crews there report that they battled about five different house fires. But now, as a tropical storm, as the storm moves forward, it carries with it plenty of water, and it has the potential to whip up tornadoes, so it still needs to be taken seriously. Tens of thousands of people are without power.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and a little progress reported in coronavirus relief negotiations on Capitol Hill. Those sticking points remain over issues such as extending the extra $600 in jobless help and funding for the Postal Service. President Trump says he's considering taking unilateral action if the stalemate continues. America's listening to Fox News.
It's Lynn.
until Wake Up at 6:04.
Answer to schooling your children during the pandemic. Get ready for Peloton Homeschool.
Are you ready to do this?
The company that's redefining fitness is now redefining education.
My son, Logan, will not be deprived of the full classroom experience.
With Peloton Homeschool, your child will not only be in the best shape of his life.
Okay, son, get on the machine. Let's do this.
He'll also learn from some of the top instructors live with thousands of other kids all over the world.
Find yourself. Where are you right now, fourth graders, mentally, physically, emotionally? Because we're about to get into simple division.
Step it up, Logan. You've got this.
Clip in and let's go.
Peloton Homeschool.
Get ready to turn that knob to the right because these multiplication tables are about to get harder.
Together, we're teaching and exercising like never before.
That's my boy!
Do you know what today is?
Today is a huge holiday.
Some argue today should be a national holiday.
We're baking chocolate chip cookies.
It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Chocolate chip cookie important to me.
It's a chocolate chip cookie! Yeah!
Who wants chocolate chip?
I do.
Chocolate chip, your favorite.
Happy National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
It's showtime!
From our family to yours. It is 6:07. And I think the first thing we should do today is try and find out what kind of weather to expect.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Slightly more tolerable this morning. Everything's relative. You know, we're at 70 degrees and dew point 68. That's not bad. And that spectacular full sturgeon moon is so bright. Moonset will be at 6:47 this morning in the western sky. Our forecast for today calling for high temperature up to about 93, ouch, with the heat index near 100 or maybe a little higher. Isolated storm not out of the question. I've got the rain chances close to 20%, maybe slightly under that, but I think that's about right. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Thursday, rain chances 20% or less, highs in the mid-90s. And then it looks like we could see upper 90s Friday and Saturday. Yeah, it's looking more and more like that. Oh, that's lovely. With widely scattered afternoon storms. At least we're not dealing with a pandemic. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, we are. And then a 30% chance of storms by Sunday. Right now, this morning, with calm winds, temperatures 70 at 6:08.
Well, it took us, what, about 4 or 5 days to figure out the correct pronunciation for ECAS?
ECAS, yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, easy does it. Easy bake oven.
Take comfort, you're not alone.
Here's what people are saying about Hurricane Isaias.
Wait, you mean there's another hurricane coming after Hurricane Isaias?
No, it's the same storm, but it's pronounced Isaias.
Really? Who named this storm? Elon Musk?
I'm boarding up my windows because of Hurricane Isaiasen.
It's not Isaiasen. It's Isaias. Hurricane Isaias.
Hurricane Isis? I thought we defeated them.
That's what people are saying about Hurricane Isaias.
I think Isaias is Portuguese for evacuate. I agree.
That's good. The next name is Josephine, so I can pronounce that.
Josephine, what does that remind you of?
What does that remind you of?
Josephine.
Josephine.
Come on. Yeah, I know you remember this. Josephine the plumber.
Oh, yeah.
Don't overthink it, Rich. Okay.
And if she actually becomes a storm, I hope somebody photoshops her face into the eye like they've done. Remember Isaac a few years ago?
Yeah,
Isaac the bartender?
Yeah.
They've done that with a bunch of storms. That should be fun.
Ike for...
Well, somebody had their puppy uppers this morning. Got one for me?
He's like, no, but I'll get the donut hole.
Did you see that? He tried to get to that bag.
It's got the donut holes.
By the way, Jay, we're holding these for ransom.
Oh, they're downstairs.
Yeah.
I want to thank the nice lady from GNS because this morning, for whatever reason, I did not get going at my normal time. I sent out the stuff I normally send out to the rest of the team around 2:20, and I think I'll wait for the next snooze. I must have kept hitting it because it went off at 2:50, 3:30, 3:57, and then 4:30. I said, "Yeah, so I'm ready to go now." And 4:30. So I didn't. I knew
when I saw a voice call from you at 5 o'clock. It's always text, never a voice
text,
call.
Yeah.
I thought somebody died. I thought you were going to tell me, "Hey, I have some really bad news."
There won't be breakfast made by me today. That was the really bad news.
You know what? That was okay because the croissant hit the spot.
It's okay.
It's the thought that matters.
It's okay not to be okay.
It is okay not to be okay.
You know, we're all alone in this together. Let's have a family dance party.
And quarantine.
Isn't that the dumbest? We have a family dance party, but coming up in our most electrifying story of the day after this first break, it gets worse. It actually gets worse. I hate to be the one to break the news, but it gets worse. And we'll have that coming up for you. Our rocket scientist animal stories, conundrum. Oh, and we'll be on TV in a little bit talking about what they said.
It's
out of topics.
It's bad. Bad bosses. In other words, things we hate, not about our boss.
No.
We love our boss.
But we've all had a bad one.
But things people hate about their bosses.
All of that just ahead. Let's get some local news at 6:12.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A property tax increase that would benefit Montgomery Public Schools will be on the ballot in November. Officials say the measure would generate an additional $33 million per year for Montgomery Public Schools if approved. Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries Commissioner Rick Pate says test results of the seeds being mailed to Alabama residents from China show nothing that would be dangerous if planted. So far, residents from at least 8 other states have reported receiving unsolicited packages of seeds. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 21,000 new coronavirus cases in the past 2 weeks. That brings the total to more than 89,000. Health officials say more than 1,500 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily. If you need a gift, we've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We got Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Yesterday we were confronted with the possibility that, well, at least the suggestion that it might be a good idea to start wearing goggles in addition to masks and all the other PPE. But yesterday, Dr. Deborah Birx, who owns every scarf that's been made in America for the last 5 years, has suggested it might now be time to wear your mask in your house.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, that I got a similar reaction to Dr. Birx.
Screw off.
Sounds a little nicer with music behind it.
Mm-hmm. A little bit more classy.
Why? Why in the house? Like, for instance...
You're asking...
Why?
I live alone. You know, I live with a dog.
Then it doesn't apply to you.
Oh.
It wouldn't apply to you if you live alone.
This is getting ridiculous. First of all, I'm still not over the fact that back... At the very early stage of this, we're told you just got to flatten the curve here because when the weather gets hot, the virus will not survive in the heat.
We'll have to worry about
a second round in the fall when the weather starts to cool down. Well, guess what? It's been hot. It's August 4th. And it just seems like the number of cases is getting bigger. How did I manage that one? This is what I get for trying to pretend I'm more awake than I really am.
You need to go downstairs and jump into that bag of the donut holes that are downstairs and not in the studio.
Oh, yeah. The downstairs bag of donuts.
Yeah, the downstairs bag of donuts.
Not the donuts toast.
Yeah.
Donuts toast.
They're called donut toes now.
I came very close, about as close as I've come in the last 5 years of calling in sick. When I first, because I just, but I'm okay.
You look great. We're wearing blue.
She's been to the Seth Spotlow experience school of how to work Greg Budell.
Well, it's kind of the same way my dad is, He's having a day, just tell him he looks great.
Like everything else, though, masks in the house, we have a song for all occasions. And this is pretty well done. But I am not going to do that.
Took a COVID test. Mother thought it would be best, 'cause corona's everywhere. We've all been in quarantine, but until there's a vaccine, we cover our mouths. Sheltering in place, our house, where we have to wear a mask, our house.
You guys mind if I play something that we got yesterday afternoon?
Go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
From one of our brilliant virtual producers, Mark Cumby. This is a young lady who is doing a little satire on the mask, and because she's moral and good, and it's pretty funny. Good stream of conscious thinking here.
Back from a full day of being a good person. I love my mask because it's a simple yet effective way to display my righteousness. Am I concerned that two children in China dropped dead because they were forced to wear masks in gym class? Nope. Am I concerned that we're creating a generation of children who will be socially awkward and conditioned to fear their fellow man? No. Am I concerned that I'm contributing to an impending socialist technocracy that will enslave the global population? Not even a little bit. Am I concerned that my mask is symbolic of my compliance to the
social conditioning that will eventually lead to the forced vaccination of every man, woman, and child on planet Earth? Not a chance. And why am I not concerned, you ask? I'm not concerned because I decided a long time ago that shallow and significant gestures are a much easier way to showcase my morality than actually being moral. Because in order to be a real good person, I gotta stand up to a real bad person. And I don't like standing up to or for anything. I've decided that it's much easier to trick my own mind into thinking compliance is a virtue instead of what compliance actually is. Cowardice. I prefer to float through life completely ignorant to the fact that every socialist takeover has always begun in the exact same way. With government overreach, public shaming, censorship, and a toilet paper shortage. Don't believe me? Google toilet paper shortage in communist Russia. Did you think you were having a unique experience? I prefer to pretend history never repeats itself so that I can stand by and turn a blind eye every time history repeats itself. I prefer to call anyone who speaks up, fights back, or stands their ground a lunatic or a conspiracy theorist so that I don't feel obligated to do my own research. Research takes away from me time. And lastly, I prefer to put on my mask and stand among a sea of masks so that I never have to be seen, be free, or reveal the deep dark shadows that lurk within me.
That's good. Funny. That's really good.
And she's a young lady. There's hope there because she's like Jesse's age. Mm-hmm. And it's telling me that some are thinking independently, which is great.
I think if I'm correct, I think she actually, I found her on TikTok, and that's where she posts a lot of her stuff is on TikTok.
Well, not for much longer.
Microsoft is looking into purchasing TikTok, which I don't know if it's worse or better.
There's a good reason to think that. But here's the good news. This entire situation will get full analysis from Menthol Meredith.
Yay!
Later this hour. She is excellent. On the TikTok story.
Excellent.
We got somebody covering everything here on this radio station. It's also the Coast Guard's birthday. Mm-hmm. We'll help celebrate that.
Yeah, we do that on the timeline.
And there are occasions to be celebrated year-round, some marked by the calendar, some not. But whatever the occasion is, make sure that Brian Jewelry is on your list of considerations to celebrate it. They're the folks that for over three generations, almost 70 years, from way back when Prattville was a tiny little burg and they had a tiny little store, and now that Montgomery has helped make Prattville the thriving metropolis that it is, they have grown with it and have their own store now at 1778 East Main. Beautiful store. Huge selection, competitively priced, but the same old-fashioned, old-world approach to jewelry, meaning if you want something tweaked that's in their selection or modified, or you want it created from scratch, they can do it. It's a great place to visit now and do something on layaway for Christmas time because their layaway program has no limits on it. You can also arrange to do 0% financing through a Synchrony bank account for qualified customers. But most importantly, you're just going to love the people there and how good they are at coming up with suggestions based on the information you provide about the person you're shopping for, whether it's a birthday, anniversary, or any other occasion. Give Brian Jewelry a chance to make it special, one that will be remembered, something that you can really put your personal touch on. Go to brianjewelry.com, join their club, save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more, and then browse the inventory, start a wish list at brianjewelry.com. It is 6:23, our first traffic update of the morning, and then the timeline for the 4th of August is next. Already had my convoluted intros ready for random facts.
Look at you amazing. Being all excited. Yeah.
Take my mind off the dentist at 10 a.m., will you? Do anything you can to take my mind
off. Is this just an exam?
It's a crown this morning.
Oh.
I remember that as an unpleasant visit.
At least you didn't have to go get a root canal.
No!
Yeah. I had to have one of those done.
I had that done, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I had instantaneous relief.
Well, let me ask them for one. Yeah.
May I
also have a root canal, please?
I know this is not a can you top this, but I've had 21 of those in my life.
What, the crowns?
Root canals. Including four in one session.
Well, I just got
it. On a Saturday. He opened his office on a Saturday so we could do them all at once. It was almost 4 hours. There was no pain when everything was done.
Yeah.
No pain in the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But it took 31 Novocaine injections to numb everything during the process. So the roof of my mouth was on fire for like 3 days.
Oh, jeez.
That was the worst part of it.
I guess maybe a crown won't be as bad after I've been hearing about all this root canal stuff.
I think my fingerprints are still on the armrest of that guy's shirt, too. I gave it a lot of squeezing. All right, traffic time, 6:24, the timeline for the 4th of August, and our TV segment coming
up. Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're seeing a lot of traffic inbound now on the 31s into Montgomery. That's got East South Boulevard building. It's busy there now, as well as Northeast Boulevard. Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue are busy this morning. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Not seeing any accidents so far this morning. None reported, but we will keep you updated. Everything's looking really good right now around the city. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on Atlanta Highway. Everything at one location. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell.
Not Jack. Every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Hello, my name is Twan Nettles Jackson, and I'm the owner of Jackson Tax Service. And when it comes to advertising my business, Blue Water Broadcasting is my number one choice. I've been using them for several years, and they definitely help increase my business. What are you waiting for? Give them a call today.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
At 6:28. With those memories, for August the 4th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
217th day of the year, 149 days left. Ouch. Today is, as we found out already, National Chocolate Chip Day. Yeah, it's my favorite chocolate, but I mean, it's my favorite cookie, but why would they have it on August 4th and not during, like, the holidays, you know?
That's a good question. Chase, come here. Daddy's got to work. Hey, come here.
Want to make that our TV topic today? It's not too late.
It was National Night Out Day, but it's been moved because of COVID-19 to August 6th.
Huh?
Yeah. National Night Out Day.
Right.
It's been moved
to August 6th.
To October 6th. Did I say August?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was wondering why 2 days.
No.
They wanted to give this corona time to blow
they
over.
They want a social distance between the 4th and the 6th.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry.
Give me one of those holes.
There you go.
No holes barred.
No holes barred.
It's
like that.
Raisin Bran Day.
Which we're not eating.
And it's U.S. Coast Guard Day. As we mentioned, it's the anniversary of the present-day Coast Guard, which was called the Revenue Cutter Service. All right. So on this date in 1892, a school teacher named Lizzie Borden, oh, she was a beaut, murdered her father and stepmother with a hatchet.
Oh.
She was arrested, but later acquitted.
What?
Stop it. On this date in 1914, Britain declared war on Germany while the United States proclaimed its neutrality. We stayed neutral during the first 3 years of World War I and then finally declared war to protect France. But again, it's a war that... Why did so many people die? For what reason?
I honestly don't know. I've never been able to figure that out.
In 1922 on this date, 98 years ago, AT&T and Bell Systems shut down all the switchboards in the country in memory of Alexander Graham Bell, who died 2 days earlier. So 13 million telephones in the U.S. and Canada went dead for 1 minute in his honor. On this date in 1944, the Gestapo raided the secret annex house in Amsterdam where the Frank family had been hiding for 2 years to avoid the extermination of the Nazis during World War II. They captured 8 people, including 14-year-old Anne Frank. Her diary, kept while hiding, gained international fame years later after her death in a concentration camp in 1945. On this date in 58, little Ricky Nelson hits the Hot 100 with Poor Little Fool. He's actually number one on the charts in 58. And now, our song...
Oh, God, did I do it? Oh, God, I don't know if I did it.
Song of the day.
I don't know if I did it.
Oh, mercy me, man.
I think I did it.
Our song of the day had 5 guys with a big string of hits in the early 70s. Great sound. God. The pride of Chicago. You did it. The Buckingham. Summertime 67. Mercy, mercy, mercy.
My baby, she made out of love. Oh. Like one of those bunnies out of the Playboy Club. But she got something much greater than gold. Crazy about that girl, she got so much soul. I said she got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging. Sure is metal, glad that I'm a fella. And I know that she knocks me off my feet. Oh! Let's see your feet, cause she knocks me off my feet.
I do these almost immediately when we get done with the show.
Okay, right?
And so I just...
Tell everybody when they start flooding in.
I didn't know. They flood in on Friday, Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, like pre-dawn. All right. Have you ever seen the Buckinghams?
No.
From Chicago?
No.
Are you from Chicago?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No, I was... They were...
What?
They were good-looking guys.
Operator error, and there's going to be a lot of it. No, I'm way too young to remember them.
I was 11 when that song came out. On the...
Me too.
Wasn't thought of yet.
No, you were more like 14, 15. The second day... On the state of 1968, the second day of the two-day Newport Pop Festival took place. Coast of Mesa, California. Blue Cheer, Eric Burdon and the Animals, Grateful Dead, Illinois Speed Press, Iron Butterfly, Jefferson Airplane, Quick Service, Messenger Service, The Birds, and 100,000 fans in Costa Rica, California. Costa Mesa, California. On this date in 83, Yankees outfielder Dave Winfield, did you know this? He throws a baseball during warm-ups, accidentally kills a seagull.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And after the game, Toronto police arrest him for causing the unnecessary suffering of an animal.
Yeah, that was an indication Toronto was heading in the wrong... Canada was going in the wrong
direction. Sounds like something might happen in Seattle.
It also happened, Randy Johnson.
Oh, pitcher. Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, the bird literally exploded when he hit it with a fastball, when you're throwing it 100 miles an hour.
Oh, jeez. I mean, it's not funny, but it's interesting. Okay, on this date in 1987, the FCC voted 4-0 to rescind the Fairness Doctrine, which required radio and television stations to present balanced coverage of controversial issues. Now we don't have to do that. All right. On this date in 1993, L.A. police officers Stacy Kuhn and Lawrence Powell sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. They were convicted of violating the beating black motorist Rodney King of his civil rights.
Hey, Chase, can we all just get along?
Well, now you brought him back over to you, so.
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
Give me some of that chicken, we might.
On this date in 96, the Summer Olympics closing ceremony in Atlanta. 1997, world's oldest person. What do you think the world's oldest person was who died in 97?
119?
121.
122.
Wow.
I was closest without going over.
But she looked 120.
She looked good for her age, in other words.
That's what we're all trying to do.
Jean Calment. She died in a retirement home in France. 2006, Talladega Nights release. Not my kind of humor. I'm not a Talladega Nights
guy. I didn't, no.
Stupid.
Will Ferrell in general.
Chet,
funny.
Me, I agree with you 100%. Chet Hanks is 30. Who would that be? That would be the son of Tom Hanks. Meghan Markle is 39 today, and after marrying Prince Harry, she now holds the title of Duchess of Sussex.
She's more like the Duchess of Bitches, but that's... Bitches. That's a controversial topic we'll take on this afternoon.
Jeff Gordon is 49. He's not a royal. He's in NASCAR. Roger Clemens is 58. Always remember the bloody sock, right? Roger Clemens?
That was Curt Schilling, but that's okay.
Okay.
Roger Clemens was the guy that threw the bat at Mike Piazza during the World Series. Remember that?
Yeah. But I'm sure somewhere in his life, Roger Clemens had blood on his sock, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, he was teammates with Curt Schilling. Right. They probably get their laundry confused all the time.
How old do you think Barack Obama is today?
Let's see. Let's take the 8 longest years of our lives.
In 57 states.
59.
God, you're amazing. Yes, he's 59 today. Billy Bob Thornton is 65. Richard Belzer is 76. Queen Mother Elizabeth is dead. But she stayed in Buckingham Palace in London after being devastated by Nazi bombings, and Adolf Hitler referred to her as the most dangerous woman in Europe. We're 31 days till Labor Day weekend. SEC football in 54 days. Thanksgiving in 114 days. I can smell it coming out of the oven now. And
Christmas is going to happen someday.
It's a strong scent, isn't it?
And that was the timeline with Rich Thomas. Well, he's... getting his Heimlich maneuver. Let me remind you that earlier, the story that we brought you about Dr. Birx, the Queen of Scarf, suggesting that we wear masks in the house. That's our most electrifying. And boy, what do you see? We've got lined up for rocket scientists today. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, certified master electricians that can repair, install, and do checkups, too. It's something that you should have done every so often. You know, your wiring is your home's circulatory system. The wiring, the fuse panel, all of that should be checked out. Call them at 245-1566. And, of course, if you need a repair, they do everything at your convenience. So the appointments are done when you're available and not at their availability. So please keep them in mind or jot the number down. Put it on your refrigerator. 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
And Christmas, 143 days away. That is your timeline. Now the weather. High today around 93. Heat index will be 100 or higher. There could be some isolated storms later on this afternoon. I've got the rain chances at 20% or less today. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Thursday, I actually took the rain chances a little bit under 20%. High temperature in the middle 90s. How about upper 90s Friday and Saturday? How about no? Widely scattered storms are possible by the weekend, especially Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And right now this morning, not too bad with that spectacular full moon about to set in the west. 70 degrees, calm winds, 639. There it is. The moon.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
TVX 639.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got some congestion on the Northeast Boulevard this morning. A lot of that coming off of the Wetumpka Highway. East Boulevard at I-85, busy. East-South Boulevard congested from Highway 331 up to Baptist. Taylor Road, busy around I-85. Other than that, we're light to moderate all over the city. No accidents we know of so far. It's a beautiful morning. Enjoy your ride and buckle up. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services.
Here we go.
It is 640 right now. Well, whether you like or hate your boss is actually directly correlated to how close they sit to you, according to a new study at least. This study looked at the top things people hate about their boss, and they include micromanaging, never being available, and being rude. A lot to talk about. Want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
We should mention at the top that we're not talking about our boss here.
No.
And you're not talking about your bosses there.
No, but I've worked with every one of the jerks mentioned on this list.
Right, right.
At least once in right. my illustrious career.
Yeah.
And if seating proximity is the big determining factor, we're in good shape because he sits in Millbrook. Well, we're somewhere else.
During this,
we love him.
During these challenging times, he's been away.
It's not just these challenging times. It's these uncertain times.
Uncertain times.
But we're not alone.
No, we're not.
We're alone in this together.
It's okay to not be okay.
Did you get that, Jay?
I got it.
You want a donut hole?
I'm good.
No food in the studio.
So you got Chase's attention
we
there.
We don't want the boss getting angry.
Now, how about you guys? You're so youthful. You probably haven't had a chance to work with nasty people.
Have you worked with any bad bosses?
I need to know the reasons why, because I know you guys have this study. Can you maybe give us some insight on why, like how sitting close, what has to do with the micromanaging kind of thing? I feel like I have an idea, but I'd like to know what the study
yelling?
Is.
Yelling? Yelling?
No, it's funny. Our boss, in the, you know, pre-pandemic, his office, you have to walk past it when you come in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew people who absolutely would, you know, they had grooves down their back trying to turn the corners so that they could not be seen as they were passing. Because, you know, stay off the radar. That's the biggest goal in life. Stay off the boss's radar. You won't get yelled at, right?
I see one thing on this list. I've had bosses. I know you probably have too. Micromanage.
Oh my gosh.
Micromanage. Let me do my job, will you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I've had that same one. And then, or I've had a boss tell me, so and so needs help with this. Well, I'm paid to do my job. So and so needs to get paid to do theirs too. I'm not their babysitter. No. And then it just micromanaging stuff, it just turned into a catastrophe.
How about condescending? Have you ever had a boss that was condescending? I think we all have.
Little thing, little insight on what we do. When I was a disc jockey way back, you would record your shows on what's called a skimmer. So your boss would take your condensed show, just the breaks you did, everything you said on the air, and put it in a cassette player and make you listen to it. And I refused to do that.
Yeah.
I did not like, in our business, I did not like working for bosses that couldn't do what I did. Anybody can sit there and second guess. I mean, that's like football. Well, you know, if you'd just thrown it to him, you might have had a touchdown. That's second guessing. Armchair quarterbacking, and I'm not on board with that. Back to you, Jay.
I remember when you couldn't do half of what you're doing right now.
Oh.
But you learned.
He is my boss.
And got very, very good at it, by the way.
Ben, I bet you haven't had too many bosses in your young career. Is that right?
What probably, is he, 12?
No, only one for me so far. Okay. So I don't even know if I know what micromanaging actually is or what it feels like.
Right? That's somebody nitpicking every single step of what you do. It's annoying. It's frustrating. Yeah. It's a lot of bosses that do that really don't know what they're doing.
No.
And it's... It says bad listener.
I used to work at a coffee shop, and my boss was really big on, like, taking initiative.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, I want you to, you know, make sure you do things without having to be asked, which, of course, I get that, but then would, like, critique every single thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's...
No. Like, let me do, like, let's do it this way, let's do it this way, let's do it this way. Like, oh, like, making sure that things are stocked all the time, but then would, like, come back behind you and then, like... organize things the way that she wanted them done.
Do you have performance reviews over there where you have to sit there with your boss for about 30 minutes and painfully listen to him critique?
I don't do those either.
Oh, my gosh. We don't have them anymore here. We don't have them here.
Constructive criticism. It's the glass half empty, glass half full.
Right, right.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Replace the rap.
We got the rap. Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
If you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Well, that was productive.
That was productive.
Well, it is true. Way back, man, many years ago in the 80s, once I had everything going the way I wanted it in Florida, I said I'm not doing air checks. I don't do them.
They're painful to listen to. If you're listening to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagine me in the recording studio after doing about, 10 takes of a song trying to figure out, okay, what do I want to change here, here, and here? And after a while, it just all runs together.
Let me mention the performance review one more time.
Yeah.
This one guy, this one news director, it was so painful because you're doing a good job and you're getting all kinds of... encouragement from other people that you're doing a good job, but he finds the smallest little thing and drags it out for 30 minutes. However, then I had to start writing performance review for the three people under me in the weather department. I was so easy. And they said, "That's it? That's all you got?"
I really think...
I said, "What do you want?"
The best bosses are good motivators. Like, they acknowledge that you're good at this. Here's how I can help you be a little bit better instead of saying, running down some checklist of discrepancies.
So Chase is our good boss.
He's our good boss.
If you ever get a chance to come into the building, if you're listening to this and you ever get a chance to come into the building and get through the first part of the lobby, there's a door that separates the lobby from, like, the rest of the radio station. So if you get through that door, look at the wall, the corner of the first turn off of that wall.
There's no paint on it.
That is not from moving furniture in.
No.
Or things bumping into it. It is from people hugging that wall.
I'm about to go check this out.
To stay away from the view of our boss's office.
The funny part is, we used to work with somebody who was very full-figured. And parts of her, even turning a corner with her back flat against the wall, could still be seen. Did I say that in a non-sexist way?
God, rest your soul.
That's
She was the master eavesdropper, man. I mean, that's how everything got around the building.
Oh, man. I could hear a lot in my office, and you know where my office is. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of things.
I bet you do, between all the studios and stuff, kind of.
The
offices, too, yeah.
Is there any such thing as an office without drama?
No. Hate to say it.
I agree.
And especially if you have predominantly women.
I'm glad you confessed to that.
No, believe me, that was a... Oh my God, no, never again.
There's not a whole lot of entertainment news, but there's some sports stuff.
We got to do our word of the day and may not kill the microphone.
That's what makes you...
See?
Our little MVP.
Those holes over here, will you?
I just invented a new term, MVP.
NBC.
NBC is the network you used to broadcast radio and television.
This is NBC.
This is what we're supposed to be doing.
Time now for Wingfinger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Combo.
Combo. Why combo? I like that. Mm-hmm. They've got combos.
They have combos. And personally, one of my favorite combos to get is the wing finger combo snack size, because you get the awesome crinkle cut fries, your wings, your piece of bread, and your drink, all for a nice, convenient price.
All right. And you can win that for yourself and another person, and free comfort control parking. Lunch for two at Wing Fingers. Getting a lot of nice notes back from listeners who have been down there in the RSA building, headquarter building at 201 Union. Park underground. You don't have to go out in the heat. And it's still the same great restaurant it's been when it was the old Baumhauer's. It's now been rebranded with Bob's latest concept in food. So check it out, Wing Fingers. And win lunch for two sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. We'll redeem that word. It is 6:50, Fox News replay, and then we're right back with the cheap and trashy.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Isaias is churning up the East Coast as a tropical storm after battering the Carolina coast.
Isaias made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane just after 11 o'clock last night, about 2 hours after high tide, but also we often see with some of these storms, as the tidewaters tried to recede, the winds from the storm drove them back. So we still had plenty of flooding here in Myrtle Beach. The streets close to the water got about 2 to 3 feet underwater. Cars were soaked. People were soaked.
Fox's Mike Tobin, South Carolina. President Trump says he's looking at taking action as coronavirus relief talks inch forward with both sides far apart on several issues.
Do I have a lot of powers with respect to executive orders?
One thing a lot of lawmakers want to see, another $1,200 stimulus payment to taxpayers. Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Getting late, need a running mate, 'cause I'm the Democratic candidate. To all the guys, I say thank you next. I've got my eye on the opposite sex. I want girls, girls, girls. Gotta love them. One of them will be my VP pick. Girls, girls, girls. The first VP who's gonna wear lipstick.
girls, girls, girls. Their hair smells nice. She'll be my lady sidekick. And don't forget to whomever I pick. Free Oval Office shoulder rubs.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
That old Joe is creepy.
Yeah.
All right, who would like to know the most valuable sports franchises of 2020?
I would imagine they're similar to 2019, would you? Yes?
Well, here's the thing. The it's predominantly NFL teams, but what are these franchises really going to be worth at the end of all this when they're likely to lose a season's worth of revenue from no fans and maybe more? Could extend into next year. Plus, they have damaged themselves.
Yeah.
Went over this yesterday with the television ratings.
It's the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, well, we'll count down the top five. Right. Who wants to say guess number one?
Is it... So these are just American, right? Because last year it was a.
These are American.
It was one of those.
Well, there it's.
It was one of those rugby, not rugby.
But the top five are all American.
It was soccer team. Okay. I would say the Yankees are number one.
Jay?
It's a good. Cowboys.
Yes. That was going to be my guess.
Okay, so let's count it down.
Number five.
The Golden State Warriors basketball team.
Get out of here.
I know. I was surprised at that. $4.3 billion.
Number four.
The Lakers.
Okay.
In part because LeBron plays for them right now, and their merchandising and all that. Well, we'll see. We'll see how if that continues.
Number three.
The New York Knicks, who suck but play in the big market.
Right.
They're worth $4.6 billion.
Number two.
The Yankees.
Okay, so Dallas is number one.
And number one.
Dallas Cowboys.
Woohoo!
Don't understand that. I mean, I wonder if part of the value of that is that billion-dollar stadium. One of the people that came out and said Ellen DeGeneres is, in fact, a mean, nasty person. Is Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond.
I saw his tweet about that.
Yeah, and somebody else, too, said, yeah, it's true. But Portia de Rossi is standing up for her partner and saying, it's not true.
That's what Portia says about it.
If you have a contrasting or opposing view, call that dog and have a conversation with him.
If you have a question or complaint, call Jay and Chase.
The rest of this is like, there's no movies coming out. There's nothing. And frankly, it's more entertaining to listen to the dog wrestling with Jay.
Jay, did you say AMC is going to start sometime this month?
Sometime this month, and I think later this month, there was another theater chain, and I don't know, I think maybe it's Regal. I can't remember who it was.
Who owns the one at Chantilly?
New Vision.
New Vision.
Are they?
Which I have no idea who they are, what they...
Aren't they part of a Carmike cinema family?
No, Carmike is no more.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I think they might have merged with AMC.
They went under and drowned.
Yes. I used to work for them. Mm-hmm. And yes, they are no more that I know of.
All of our theater insights came from Jay Scott.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot about that business.
He's very knowledgeable.
Popcorn is kept overnight.
Is it really?
It is.
It wasn't my day. We had big garbage bags full of popcorn that people didn't eat, and then we put them in the bins the next morning and put them under the light to warm it up.
Fraud!
I mean, I didn't sign an NDA or anything. I didn't tell you anything about the business you want to know.
All righty. Note to self, so that $20 popcorn.
Oh, as long as you're not going to tell me they scraped the dots off the theater floors and put them back in the box.
No. That's all clean. The thing is that if you go for the first showing of the day, you're probably getting last night's popcorn. Maybe. It all depends. I mean, we still do start up a batch, but a lot of the times, especially during the summer, we'd have these kid shows that would happen at like 8 a.m.
Oh.
And so we would not have enough time to get in there and get the popcorn popped and everything, get ready to go. So, you know,
so you did you work at the one stuff. In Prattville?
No, no, no. I did, yes.
Okay.
Not the, see, this is before your time. Not the two screener that was in the parking lot where Food Outlet is now.
Right.
I went to that one a lot, but I worked at the other one that's up by the interstate.
That's the one that we go to when it's open.
I have to teach Jesse the word that I've taught all of you.
Oh, boy.
It was originally a sniglet. It's the term that describes the sticky substance that forms from spilled drinks and other calamities on the theater floor.
Yeah.
It's called cinnamuck.
Cinnamuck. That's I love it. That's
when you hear that sticky sound on the bottom of your sneakers as you're leaving the theater. It is the cinnamuck. 659, Gulf States Mobility is a company with Tumka that helps folks that have got the toughest break, a loss of mobility. They work with our wounded heroes returning home from battle. They work with folks who have just been in the wrong place at the wrong time and ended up having issues from a